They want justice. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The family of a black man seen on video being shot by a police officer in Grand Rapids, Michigan, is speaking out.
Family members of Patrick Leoya say he was executed April 4th by a Grand Rapids police officer. And their lawyer, civil rights attorney Ben Crump, is demanding transparency, calling it
another senseless killing of a black person in America.
Yep. Leoya was stopped for false license plates and resisted arrest after failing to give the officer a driver's license.
Let go of the taser.
Video shows about a 2-minute struggle in which Leoya is seen taking the officer's taser before he was shot. Grand Rapids police in a press conference Wednesday called the deadly shooting a tragedy as the state's investigation into the shooting plays out. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
California is delaying a COVID vaccine mandate for school children until at least the summer of 2023. The state was the first to announce it would require all school children to get the vaccine, but the mandate won't happen until federal regulators give final approval to the vaccine for children, which hasn't happened yet. President Biden in Greensboro, North Carolina, speaking at North Carolina A&T State University, talking about combating inflation.
70% of the increase in inflation was a consequence of Putin's price hike because of the impact on oil prices. 70%. We need to address these high prices and urgently for working folks out there.
The president says the invasion of Ukraine has driven up gas and food prices all over the world. Ukraine claims it struck the flagship of Russia's Black Sea fleet with missiles and the ship then sank, while Russia said there was a fire on board the ship but no attack, and then it sank while being towed. The Pentagon and other officials could not confirm what caused the fire. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore 3 decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Another state begins sales of recreational marijuana next week.
New Jersey will become the latest state allowing the sale of recreational marijuana next Thursday. Initially, 7 facilities currently selling medicinal marijuana will offer legal pot for sale. Voters overwhelmingly approved a ballot issue on recreational marijuana sales about a year and a half ago. Purchases will be subject to a sales tax of just over 6.6%, with most of that revenue going to areas disproportionately affected by marijuana-related arrests. Only those 21 and older will be able to make purchases. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
The number of people seeking unemployment benefits ticked up last week, but remained at historically low level. The Labor Department says jobless claims rose by 18,000 to 185,000 after nearly touching the lowest level since 1968, the previous week. Sentencing day for a California couple who authorities say participated in an elaborate college admission scheme.
Federal prosecutors say Dr. Gregory Colburn and his wife Amy Colburn agreed to plead guilty to money laundering and mail fraud conspiracy charges for cheating on their son's college admission test. The couple paid $25,000 to college admissions consultant Rick Singer, who masterminded the scheme. Singer funneled the money to a corrupt test administrator who arranged to inflate the score on the SAT exam taken by the Colburn son. The federal probe, dubbed Operation Varsity Blues, resulted in dozens of wealthy parents facing charges for paying bribes to rig test scores or to create phony athletic credentials to get their children into elite schools. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks closed lower as investors gave mixed reviews to earnings from 4 of the nation's largest banks. The Dow lost 113, the Nasdaq off 292, the S&P minus 54. A news of Elon Musk's offer to buy Twitter. Twitter stock fell 1.7% to close just over $45 a share, well below Musk's asking price. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.